This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. An official from deposed Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy died in custody after he was arrested early on Tuesday. He is the second party figure to die in detention in 2 days. Police also cracked down on independent media, raiding the offices of two news outlets and detaining two journalists. Action started Tuesday in the murder trial of former Minneapolis, Minnesota police officer Derek Chauvin, who was accused of killing a black man, George Floyd, in an encounter that triggered months of protests throughout the world against police abuse of minorities. AP's Ed Donahue reports some in the jury have strong about the death of George Floyd.
Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder and manslaughter in Floyd's death. The first potential juror was dismissed. Defense attorney Eric noted what she wrote about the question, why do you feel you want to be a juror in this case?
And you wrote, because I would like to give my opinion of the unjust death of George Floyd.
Another juror said she thinks she can try to be impartial, but doesn't know if she can promise impartiality. Judge Peter Cahill says just about everyone has seen or heard something about George Floyd's death.
The question becomes, can you put all that aside? Because as a juror, you have to decide the case just on the evidence you hear in the courtroom.
A woman who was selected described herself as a go-with-the-flow person who could talk with anyone about anything. I'm Ed Donahue.
A new study says the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine neutralizes the rapidly spreading variant of the coronavirus recently discovered in Brazil. The results of the study were published in the New England Journal of Medicine. For more on and today's latest news, please visit us at voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. In another related development in the COVID pandemic, Russia's sovereign wealth fund, RDIF, has signed a deal with a Swiss-based pharmaceutical company to mass-produce Russia's Sputnik coronavirus vaccine for eventual use in Europe. The vaccine will be manufactured at a production site in Italy under a deal reached Tuesday. U.S. Special Envoy for Climate John Kerry was in Brussels Tuesday to discuss transatlantic cooperation with European Union officials and U.S. President Joe Biden's decision to rejoin the global climate change effort. Biden had the U.S. rejoin the Paris Climate Accord in the first hours of his presidency, undoing the country's withdrawal ordered by predecessor Donald Trump. Buckingham Palace has issued its first statement on the explosive TV interview featuring Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has the story.
Long and coming short on specifics, that's about the best way you can describe the brief statement issued by the royal family. It says the allegations made by Prince Harry and Meghan Markle of racism among some in the royal clan are concerning, but as for there being a public reckoning about those attitudes, the statement says any discussion about the racial climate among members of the royal family will be addressed privately. In the interview that aired in the U.S. on Sunday, Meghan Markle said a member of the royal family raised concerns about how dark her son's skin might be. Gabriel.
A new report finds that Germany is the top target of Russian disinformation campaigns in the European Union, as ties between Moscow and the West hit new lows over the poisoning and jailing of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The EU's disinformation watchdog says in the report it has documented 700 cases of deliberately fake or misleading reporting that aim to spread disinformation about Germany since launching a tracking database in late 2015. You might say U.S. President Joe Biden's dogs are in the doghouse. This after an incident at the White House. AP Magani has more.
You could call it major trouble for Major, the younger of the president's two German shepherds. Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says Major was surprised yesterday by somebody he doesn't know.
And reacted in a way that resulted in a minor injury to the individual, which was handled by the White House medical unit.
Both Major and Champ moved to the White House shortly after the president took office. Psaki says they're still getting acclimated to the new place and are in Delaware this week on a pre-planned visit while First Lady Jill Biden is traveling. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For all the news whenever you need it, please go to voanews.com or use the easy-to-use VOA mobile app. From Washington via remote, I'm Jim Bertel.